From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And every Thursday from 11 to 11:30, we have a public cervix announcement with our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Good morning, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm well. Hello, my friends. How are you all today?
We are good.
Fine.
Carol's hurting a little bit. She was almost killed by a ladder a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
Carol fell.
I know. You know what? It's just, I think I just do it to myself so that I can feel alive.
I do it so I can feel something.
I know. To take me out of the doldrums of my regular life.
But we're muddling through. Glad to have you with us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. But we're going to start out with something, Dr. Lyerly, that you shared, and I had not heard anything about this, bee pollen.
Yeah, this is news to me, too.
Bee pollen supplements. So what...
clearly, you are not on TikTok.
Yes, I am not on TikTok. And
great assumption there, Doc.
Yeah,
great
assumption. That was a reach for you. I am not on TikTok. So what are the supposed magical properties of bee pollen supplements?
So before we get into bee pollen, I think it's important to talk about TikTok and how, by social media, not just TikTok, but Instagram as well, lots of these types of cures are being spread around that are not truthful, that are actually potentially harmful. And there's no data, there's no evidence, there are no experts behind this. It's really scary. And this bee pollen one is, I mean, this is not like a dangerous, devastating, like people are, you know, jumping off of cliffs, but so people are sprinkling a little bit of bee pollen into their smoothies or on their cereal. It seems very innocuous. But for some people, they're having serious reactions to the bee pollen. And not just immediate reactions, but reactions that form after repeated use. So maybe they do it for a week straight, and then suddenly they start to notice that something doesn't feel right. Maybe they're itchy or they're having a hard time breathing. But it can turn into a life-threatening situation just by using this, what's meant to be, what's marketed as a natural supplement.
And what is bee pollen supposed to do for you?
Well, theoretically, it contains phytoestrogens, which is a plant-based type of estrogen. The data isn't really good on this. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. There are lots of plants that have this phytoestrogen in it, most notably soybeans. But somehow there is this information out there that these phytoestrogens taken regularly can increase your breast size.
What?
So that's what's circulating on TikTok is sprinkle a little bee pollen on your cereal and your breasts will grow.
Come on.
I know. Is there an age limit on this?
And Carol, I have a question too, Doc.
Carol, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there is kind of. So it can be particularly harmful in people with hormone sensitive conditions. So pregnancy and certainly postmenopausal people would be potentially at more risk, but this hasn't been studied. This is not FDA regulated, and we don't really know what's in these supplements and whether there is a phytoestrogen component and what it really does to you. So if you choose to do this, you are really experimenting with your own health with the potential for it to cause harm.
Okay. Doctor, I don't know if you saw, but John Oliver did an episode of Last Week Tonight about supplements and the very roughshod there's really like the amount of research is either a lot or a little. It's just all over the place and no one really knows. But if you get a celebrity or a doctor on social media who says this is great, they're like, oh, this must work then. And I feel like this is just the continuation of this sort of practice where it's like, it's on TikTok, it's popular, it must be true.
I think you are entirely right. And to be very clear, supplements are not FDA regulated. So you could take two jars of the same supplement off the shelf at the same store and have them tested, and they could have very different ingredients in them. Isn't that scary?
Well, and what's scary, I think, Dr. Lyerly, is just our assumption that everything is tested and checked before it gets on the store shelves, and that's just not what happens when it comes to supplements.
No, not at all.
I mean,
right. And you know, the one that makes me go ahead, Carol.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I was going to say the one that makes me the craziest is when you watch Fox or MSNBC, because I like to go between the two, and you see the ones for the fruits and the veggies. Have you seen these commercials?
No.
They make it seem like, well, you don't have to eat your fruits and veggies. I mean, you know, that would be good, but instead you should just take these supplements that cost $100 and you'll be good. And it doesn't work that way. Again, these supplements are not regulated. You don't know what's in these supplements. And B, you still need to eat your fruits and vegetables. So when they market that to you, that is just a bait and switch to sell you something to get your money that actually makes you less healthy when you think you're doing something to make you healthier. That makes me so angry.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of our public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about this trend of influencers on TikTok and Instagram talking up the value of bee pollen supplements to make your breasts larger.
Yeah.
What can I take to make mine smaller?
Oh, there you go.
I have the same question asking for a friend.
Is there like grasshopper pollen or something I could use that's going to make mine go in the opposite direction? Because every time I see really cute shirts and stuff, it's like, I can't wear that.
Okay.
I'd love to wear that.
Well, you know, hey, Doc, the thing is that this kind of, you know, belief, and I have something to tell you, but this has been going on forever and ever and ever. What Greg said is complete, but with the proliferation of social media, it's even worse. But what Greg said is absolutely true, too. You get somebody in Hollywood or a celebrity,
oh, yeah.
You know, because I remember a woman that I knew, she lived on the east side of Milwaukee. She was flying to Los Angeles to get coffee enemas because, oh. I'm not kidding.
Yes.
Because she said it helped her lose weight. It's because some celebrity was touting coffee enemas. And I went, What?
Can't you do that at home? If that's really that you want to do, you have to go to LA.
That's complicated though, Jane. I mean, think about the mechanics there. That's twisty.
There you go. But this was somebody, it was like a celebrity talking about their doctor. And so she wanted to go
to that doctor.
And I use that term loosely, doctor. Yeah.
We are so gullible people. Why on earth do we put our faith in some TikTok influencer when it comes to making medical decisions?
Jane, because we want something and we want it easily to digest, and the responsibility of doing real research on something like that is not something we as a people do anymore. And when someone we like likes something, that's all we need.
That's all we need. I did my own research.
Yep.
There you go.
844. But let's not discount the influence of politics when it comes to this misinformation and disinformation, because I mean, COVID just unmasked all of that.
Yep. Absolutely. 844-967-2789. Texter says, Dr. Lyerly, certainly you are not suggesting that not every piece of information on the internet is 100% accurate. That's blasphemy.
I know, but people count on this stuff. Yeah. I mean, people, especially when it's supplements, people really think that these supplements are going to help them live a healthier life, when in reality, there are probably other things that they should be doing or could be doing. Like, for example, you asked about smaller breasts, and Jane, I do not recommend grasshopper pollen.
Okay, just worth asking.
That was adorable. But, you know, sometimes people do have problems with large breasts or back pain. There aren't really any nutritional things you can do there. But if you talk with your doctor, you can find the right person to do. It's a surgery.
Right.
But it is a surgery that can be life-changing for people. So there are solutions out there. And if you are masking a problem that you have that affects either your health or your self-esteem, maybe it affects your mental health by that pathway, then you deserve to have some answers to at least know that there are options for you to be able to treat these problems and get some solutions so you can live your best life.
Well, and again, though, I think we just never learn our lessons. How many years ago was it St. John's wort? That was the thing that's going to change everybody's lives. You have to take St. John's wort because it will do these things. Then it was acai berries, right?
That's acai berries.
Oh, fine, whatever.
Gosh, Jane.
The fancy berry.
Get out of my co-op.
Well, you've got turmeric now. You know, I mean, they're everywhere. It's such big business. It's such big business. And it's kind of, you know, once again, I'm a pharmacist's daughter, so I...
She's a doctor.
Yes, I was. I went down to a third world country and I got my doctor's license. No, but I mean, the thing is that it is such big business and it's hard to combat. I mean, if you go into your local drugstore, there's walls of these things.
Yes.
Walls of these things.
And again, the assumption we have is that all of that stuff has been thoroughly checked out and thoroughly peer reviewed and vetted, and it's not. It's just not.
Don't you think that part of it, too, is that people don't have access to healthcare, so they're looking for things that they can afford?
Yes.
So they have a problem, and they're like, well, they go to the pharmacy, and they do a little Googling, and they're like, well, maybe vitamin D is going to solve my problem. Vitamin D is in vogue right now. Vitamin D is important.
Sure.
But it's not going to solve all your problems, and it's certainly not going to give you the same kind of health outcome that having a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider would give you. If you have the money and the access and the proximity and the ability to take time off of work and the help with your kids and all of those other things that will get you to the place where you need to go so you can get your questions answered.
You make a really, really good point, though. You're right. They're looking for an easier, cheaper solution because of a lack of healthcare as well. Well, we're going to keep this discussion going. Dr. Lyerly with us for the next segment. If you have a question, 844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sun shines down on a South Dakota morning, and I can see their faces in my eyes. I wish they were behind.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach on the board. Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha every Thursday from 11 to 11:30. It's public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So glad to have you here, Dr. Lyerly. This is really important, what we're going to talk about next, because heart attacks are the number one leading cause of death for women in this country. Is that accurate?
Cardiovascular disease in general. So, yeah, so it's heart attacks, it's strokes, it's other heart diseases. But every minute in this country, a woman dies from cardiovascular disease.
So what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, one simple thing we can do is make sure that our blood pressure is managed. Do you know what your blood pressure is?
I do.
Like, do you know what your numbers are?
I do.
Carol?
Okay. Oh, me? Well, you know what? All I can tell you is that every time they take my blood pressure, they're always like, wow, it's really low.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I mean, I take after my father in that department, and I've never had a blood pressure problem. In fact, once when I had to be on bed rest for my son, and my girlfriend came and they took my blood pressure and she's like, I'm coming at night with a mirror and putting it over your face because I don't know if you're breathing or not. So, I mean, I do know that it's low.
What about you, Greg? Do you know your numbers?
I don't off the top of my head. I know that when I went to give blood last time, they said it was a little high, but not like alarming. So, but that doesn't mean it should stay like that.
Yeah, and it's hard to know, like, was it that way because you were giving blood and you were stressed out about it? Or is it that way on a regular basis?
No, it's because I'm a chunky monkey.
Well, it does contribute to it. Family history contributes, cholesterol contributes. Yeah. There are a lot of different things that are associated with your blood pressure, but the number to know is 120 over 80. If you have a reading there, you know, here and there, and it's like 121 over 82, but usually it's below that, it's probably not a big deal. If you are consistently over that number, and you should have your blood pressure checked at least once a year, if you're consistently over that number, then you need to talk with your doctor about what are my options here. So your blood pressure really is, if you think about your heart as a pump, your heart fills with blood and then it pumps that blood out into all of your blood vessels so that it can get oxygen and all that good stuff out to where it needs to go. If your blood vessels have too much resistance, or if they're too tight and crunchy because there's too much cholesterol there, too much cholesterol buildup, your heart has to press harder and that increases your blood pressure. Simple things you can do to decrease your blood pressure. Typically, if you just have a mild elevation, mild persistent elevation, typically we just start with lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, sleep, reduction in stress, if that's even possible. One thing I saw recently was optimism, which is so hard to find in the world right now, but just trying to look at the bright side of things and taking care of your mental health, that can really make a difference in your physical health as well. But it may be that you will require some medications to keep your blood pressure under control. You know, importantly, many people who have blood pressure problems don't have symptoms. And we estimate half of the people who have blood pressure problems, they have uncontrolled blood pressure problems, which obviously can lead to bigger, more serious issues down the road.
And I was totally against going on blood pressure medications until about a year and a half ago when I was in my doctor's office for my annual checkup and they took my BP. I'm embarrassed to say how high it was. But when she asked me, do we have a copy of Medical Power of Attorney on file?
Oh, my.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, gee, maybe we should talk about getting me on some medication. And so I take two pills once a day. It's not expensive. This is a very common medication. I mean, most of these are very common, aren't they, Dr. Lyerly?
Yeah, and there are lots of different types of medication. So if one doesn't work for you, if the side effects are making it hard for you to take, there are other things that you can try. And Jane, I just have to say thank you for sharing your experience, because I think a lot of people have that kind of experience. You feel good. You're like, I'm sure it's not a problem.
It's
like,
always
I would
been
feel
fine.
Bad if
yeah.
there was a problem.
I've always been fine. My BP's always been fine. And then, woo, it was sky high. And she looked at me like, I think you could die today.
Wow.
She didn't say that necessarily, but it was when she asked me if they had a copy of my medical power of attorney, I thought, that seems...
not on me right now.
Seems bad.
Yeah, it's really scary. And when you get high numbers like that, it puts you at risk for not just like the long-term wear and tear on your body, but like acute things like stroke.
Right.
If you're above 160 over 110, that's the magic number we use in obstetrics, because blood pressure problems happen a lot for our
pregnancy
patients.
Sure.
Yeah, we worry if somebody is over 160 over 110, that's an emergency for us. We are like, get them in the hospital, you know, figure out, do we need to have a baby right now? Or how do we control their blood pressure? Because they could very well stroke out.
You need to go to your doctor if you can. Again, what about people, Dr. Lyerly, who don't have a regular GP? What should they do?
It's tricky. There are places where you can check your blood pressure for free. There are definitely places like, you know, pharmacies where there are automatic cuffs. They're not necessarily the most reliable. So if you do have an abnormal reading, or if you have persistently abnormal readings, definitely get that checked out. You know, there are, you can donate blood, like Greg mentioned earlier. That's a great twofer, because we talked about this a little bit last week. To be able to go and donate blood, how fantastic is that? You get a little bit of free healthcare. Check your blood pressure, check your blood count. You get a little tune-up there. But, you know, really, if you have insurance, and this includes if you've got Badger Care, you get a free preventive visit every year. We fought for this with Obamacare. So go in, get your preventive visit, get your basic lab works. All this preventive stuff is really just to make sure you don't develop things down the road. And the blood pressure check is part of that preventive visit.
Absolutely. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us every Thursday from 11 to 11:30 for our public cervix announcement. If you ever have questions for her, you can text them to 844-967-2789 or just shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Doc. We will see you next week.
Can't wait, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. And stay tuned. Coming up next, J.R. Radcliffe is going to join us. We're going to talk all things sports in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, the Bucks are starting.
It's exciting.
It's going to be
tonight.
I want to ask him what his prediction is for the team. I'll be curious.
Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With you, I may just beat you down, but will it even up the score?
There's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bryan. Greg Bach is on the board. My colleague and friend Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And joining us every other Thursday to talk all things sports and sports ball related, it's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Good morning, J.R. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hello, everybody. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We are good and really excited about tonight's Bucks game against the 76ers. This is the first time right in regular season we're going to see Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court together.
That is correct. For the first time since, of course, he was acquired this offseason, they played the Philadelphia 76ers at Pfizer Forum. It's going to be an event. It's going to be sold out. There's going to be a lot of energy there, I'm sure. I think what we saw in the preseason from them wasn't maybe satisfying is probably the right way to look at it. Like there's going to be some growing pains, I think. We didn't see, you know, the eye popping, oh my gosh, these guys together are unstoppable. I think there's a really good chance we get there and probably pretty early, but I don't know, maybe tempered enthusiasm just a little bit. Excuse me, just a little bit that maybe, okay, it's going to take a few games for this to get, you know, fully locked in, but it's still
really
exciting.
That's very hard for us, right? Because we've got a championship under our belt. We know we've got some growing pains, but we've got Giannis and we put all our faith into him, and it's just like, we can't stop our excitement. It's just the way we are.
Right. And Giannis, of course, signing this extension to stay in Milwaukee just a few days ago. He'll be here through the 27-28 season. So there's a renewed level of commitment from him and having Lillard in the fold as well. And Chris Middleton, fully healthy, one hopes. Like, he really had some run-ins with health last year that really kind of limited what he could do during the regular season. So he's fully there, and Brooke Lopez is back. So this is a really a fun time and a good first opponent. Philadelphia's got major issues in terms of personnel. James Harden is apparently not going to be here. He's at odds with the front office. So that takes away a major, major difference maker for them. But they're a good team. They're a playoff-level team in the Eastern Conference. So this is a nice opening night test, I think, for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I have a request for all sports reporters everywhere. Can we not call him Dame?
You don't like Dame?
I don't get it. No, his name is Damian.
So that's sort of a self-prescribed thing. I mean, he seems pretty comfortable with a Dame. The whole Dame time thing where he points at his watch every time he has a good game or makes some good plays. I don't know. I was always a little hesitant on the Greek Freak naming thing. Like, I didn't love that, so I've always kind of stayed away from it. Certainly, you know, I don't think of him as Dame. I think of him as Damian Lillard, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I imagine that'll be co-opted. That was a big thing in Portland, and I imagine Milwaukee will have a hard time changing things up too dramatically there.
Well, Greg Bach, well, then we'll have to sit down and talk to Damian Lillard and tell him you don't get to give yourself your own nickname. That's not how it works.
That's right. I'm here to tell that man something. He'll, no, thank you.
So other than the 76ers, who is going to be a good competitive team against the Bucks this year, JR?
Yeah, the Boston Celtics are the team. And you, if you look around the internet and look at preseason projections from people who cover the NBA, everybody thinks it's either the Celtics or the Bucks coming out of the Eastern Conference. Everybody thinks these two teams are going to face each other at the end of the year, and things go wrong. And like the Miami Heat went wrong for just about everybody last year, for both the Celtics and the Bucks in the postseason last year. So you never really know. There are certainly other contenders: Miami, Cleveland, you know, maybe Philadelphia, but Boston is the one, and they've got Drew Holiday, obviously former Bucks standout.
Right.
He's playing for them now. They played last night against the New York Knicks. They fared very well. They won. It was a pretty close game to the end. But they've got a guy named Kristaps Porzingis who has had a lot of success but has been injured. And if he's healthy, I think Boston is probably the better team. You know, just by a nose hair or two, but probably the team that should be favored if they get into an Eastern Conference Finals. But we'll see. We'll see who is healthy at the end of the year because obviously the Bucks are way up there as well.
Are you going to the game tonight, JR?
I am not. I was initially gonna go there and do a little work for us here at the Journal Sentinel. But not needed. We've got a full gamut of people that are gonna be there. So I'm gonna be relaxing at home.
I'm sure everyone's like, I'll go. It's fine.
I am usually that person. I usually am all about. Sign me up for anything, but not needed tonight. There'll be plenty of opportunities going forward.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe is our guest every Thursday at 11:33 as we get an update on everything that's going on in sports in Wisconsin. So let's get the painful, let's rip the Band-Aid off on the Packers, and they suck.
Yes, we can move on. They're bad. very concerning. Very concerning showing. Two games in a row against lesser opponents. They had 10 days to prepare for the Las Vegas Raiders. They did not beat them. They had 13 days to prepare for the Denver Broncos. They did not beat them. I think you can attribute it to a lot of things. I do think there is some serious concern if Jordan Love can be the guy going forward. His accuracy just isn't where it needs to be for somebody who is 25 years old and has been in the league several years now. I mean, I know he's not starting. It's a different animal, and there obviously will be development, probably for the better. But there aren't many guys at his age that just suddenly become a more accurate quarterback. That the alarm bells are ringing here. And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Yeah.
Well, now, I've heard that there's a problem with the coaching, too, because LaFleur's been taking it pretty much in the shorts after these past three games.
Yeah, there's you could definitely point to that, too. Yes, there, especially when it comes to early in the game, the so-called scripted plays that Matt LaFleur has, where they already know the play calls based on they just have a plan for the first couple series, and then they start to adjust based on what they're seeing. The Packers are doing nothing with that script. They are terrible early in games. They really only seem to be scoring when their backs are against the wall and they have to like make some creative things happen. So that is an indictment of LaFleur. I don't know. Like, this is football is just one of those things. It's very hard to tell if it's the player execution or the coaching. I think it's obviously a bit of both. This team is very young. They are lacking on execution. I think you could give the coaches a lot of blame, but also some credit too. So I don't know. I don't know where the blame lies, but it ain't working. This is a team that's working for next year, baby. It's not pretty right now.
I am going to step forward and offer myself as Jordan Love's extra mother because
okay.
I feel and. To hear you say he's 25 years old and he should be better than that. See, it's like he's a baby, JR. He's a munchkin. He's 25, but he has had experience. He's been on the bench for a while, but I still feel that our expectations are so high that within three games he's going to be the next Favre or the next Aaron Rodgers, hopefully without the arrogance.
Yes, I hear you. To you and me, he is a very young man. In the football world, where your career is so short,
yeah,
less so for quarterbacks. Quarterbacks can spend a little bit longer in terms of years on the field, but it isn't even just about the development. It's also about the contract situation. Like, they have to know sooner rather than later if they're going to extend him beyond what they currently have him for. Really, like, next year is kind of the last year where they're going to have to make a decision sooner than that.
Wow.
They have to know about the next year's draft. Are they going to make a play for one of the top quarterbacks in the draft? A lot of good ones in the 2024 draft. So do they go all in on that, or do they say, look, Love's our guy for another year or two? now might be the time to get a quarterback based on where the classes are in college. So these are things that they have to have answers sooner than I think the normal human world would expect.
And how do you think they're going to fare this coming weekend?
I mean, the Vikings beating the 49ers is a bad sign. I'm pretty worried about Green Bay. I there are some bad teams still on this schedule. I don't think the Packers should be expected, maybe Carolina, but other than that, they shouldn't be expected to really win any games going forward. They're going to win some, for sure. This is not a team that will lose out, but it's bad. It's
a
bad.
Long, painful football season ahead of us.
Enjoy! It's going to be fun!
There you go.
Enjoy what it was like in the 80s, and this is what we lived through in the 80s.
We've had a couple stinkers in the Favre Rodgers era. They're just very few and far between.
Absolutely. J.R. Radcliffe is our guest, a sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The Badgers, though, had a good weekend.
They did. A large man caught a game-winning touchdown, which is a huge, huge for me. That's definitely my brand. Very exciting to see a left tackle in Nolan Rucci catch the game-winning touchdown. They rallied back. They did. They came off the mat big time. Like, that's a game they. I mean, I had certainly chalked it up that they were going to lose that game. So it keeps them alive big time in the Big Ten West, because Iowa took a really close, heartbreaking loss to Minnesota. There was a little controversy around a call in that game. So that brought the Badgers back into first place in the West. Now, they have a massive uphill battle against Ohio State this weekend. They will probably lose that game. If they win, though, they will be the favorite then to win the West. And even if they lose, there's still a chance here. So they're not out of it after that.
All right, let's talk about the Major League Baseball situation. I mean, we've got the series that's starting, but of course the elephant in the room is what's going to happen with Craig. We don't know.
Yes.
So let's start with Craig and then move on to who you think is going to – I think the Diamondbacks are going to take it. They've been such a good team all year long, but that's just Carroll. So go. What do you think is going to happen with Craig?
I mean, I would say the Diamondbacks with only 84 wins are kind of the most mediocre team in the playoffs, but then they get into the playoffs and they've just found a way to do it. So I will pick them, if only because there's this weird thing going on where the team that beats the Brewers in the postseason, first of all, they've been to the postseason 9 times, the Brewers have. Every single team that has beaten the Brewers has gone on to the World Series.
That's so depressing.
It's weird, right? One time it's because it was in the World Series and there were a couple championship series where it's the next step in the process. So obviously, but yeah, this is yet another example of there's no explanation for the Arizona Diamondbacks. There's no explanation for them. And Texas Rangers, likewise, they've taken a completely different path. I would pick them. I would pick the Rangers, but I would have picked the team against the Diamondbacks each of the past 3 series, essentially. So who's to say? I don't know. It's going to be fun. Craig Counsell, though, speaking now to the New York Mets, he's going to be interviewing for the job. Pretty interesting development on Wednesday, because I guess my interpretation was that if he stepped away, it would be to step away from managing, at least for in the short term, like maybe for a year or two. Not that he was interested in leaving the Brewers for another team, but if he's interviewing with the New York Mets, he's at least interested in managing again with another team. So that to me says something a little bit different about how I interpreted it. I think there is a concern, a real one, that he takes a job with the New York Mets. I think that would be a very tough look for the Brewers. You know, cart before the horse, because all he's doing is talking right now. We don't know how serious he's interested or whatever. But if he leaves, then it's like, well, either he didn't get the money he wanted, which, come on, pay the man whatever he wants, or he just doesn't want to be in Milwaukee anymore, which runs counter to how he is. You know, like he's the native son who loves shepherding this franchise, and I really believe he loves it here. I believe that. So if he takes a job somewhere else, oh man, that is a bad, bad look for the Brewers ownership team and their front office and everything.
I think if he goes to the Mets where David Stearns is too, and I think the Mets say, well, we're going to give you the one thing that you couldn't get with the Brewers, which is way more money.
Yeah. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. You know, the money manager's command is so small in the big picture that, you know, even if they say triple a salary, that's still not – it's not huge. I mean, it is a lot of money, but it's also – that shouldn't be cost prohibitive for any owner of a big league team. That should not matter.
I'm not talking about a salary, though. I'm talking about payroll.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, they can. I mean, they had a huge payroll. It did not work out for them this year. But presumably they'll be spending a little more smartly in addition to probably even spending more going forward. So, yes, he will have – that is absolutely true. He will have – players at his disposal that he did not have in Milwaukee, and he just won't have to, you know, they won't have to find creative ways to win. They'll just go out and win.
Okay, so let's just say, for example, worst case scenario for us, that Council decides to leave. Who's waiting in the wings to take over the skipper spot?
I don't think there is a clear-cut, obvious candidate of somebody who would take the reins, who's already in the organization. There's a lot of names we could float, people who are bench coaches in other places. Stephen Vogt, a former Brewers player, he's recently retired. He played last year in 2022, but he's gotten into he wants to become a manager, and he's a name that a lot of people are chasing. The Cleveland Guardians are interested in bringing him in. So he's a name that I think a lot of people like, very beloved person in baseball circles. Beyond that, it's probably not a name people are going to know. I mean, I could throw out some bench coaches, but it's a lot of guys with managerial experience, but there's a pretty good trend of bringing in recent guys like Stephen Vogt, who recent players, and skipping a lot of, like, they're coming up through the minors and just having them be in the, you know, so it's impossible to really come up with a tight circle of names. There's going to be a lot of people interested in that job.
The news never stops in the world of sports. J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right. That sounds great. Bucks and six. Let's go.
Bucks and six. Thank you so much, JR. Stick with us. One last break left. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The competitors you prefer, best their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feed of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Madner in for Kristen Bride. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me live in studio downtown Waukesha. And you can always check in 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, just about 9 minutes before the top of the hour and the kickoff of the Todd Allbaugh Show. So stick around for that.
Okay.
Todd's terrific. He joins us on Mondays.
He is a good man.
Absolutely. Another good man, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was just here talking all things sports, and there's a lot of excitement about the Bucks.
Right.
And the season opener is tonight at Fiserv Forum.
But it's a long season.
It is
so
a long season.
Let's just calm down.
So you're saying I need to pace myself as when it comes to buying new Bucks things.
Well, you can buy it. I mean, that's where I'm lacking, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
In Bucks stuff. I've got Packers stuff coming out the yin-yang. I've got Brewers stuff. But the Bucks, I really don't have anything that says Fear the Deer or anything like that.
Are you color hesitant? Is it the team, the green and white, that doesn't appeal to you?
No, you know what it is? Nobody's given me anything.
There it is, folks.
If Carol were given free Bucks gear, she would wear the Bucks gear.
I would.
I'm just saying this. I'm not a huge basketball fan, although I will say the excitement from the fans and everybody is getting me a little more ramped up. And
If
anyone out there wants to give me free Bucks gear, I am more than happy to wear it.
Well, let's just make this all three of us then. Yes, we will take your free Bucks gear in case you need to get rid of it.
I'm from Wisconsin. I'll take anything free.
Got a little Bucks onesie? We can get to Frankie Lou.
Oh, I love that. Of course, Damian Lillard is the newest big name to join the team. And there is a typical green and white jersey available at the Bucks Pro Shop for
$130. That's
not bad. That's not bad?
That's not bad. It's really not bad.
Really?
Yep, really. That stuff has gotten very expensive.
Hence the reason I said I'll take free.
That reminds me, I got to get to the Brewers Pro Shop and get myself one of those.
Council?
No, I'm going to get a custom jersey made because I got some gift cards.
Nice.
And I mean, I have a Moustakas jersey, which sucks because he doesn't play for us anymore. But yeah, you just reminded me, I got to get to the Pro Shop.
And what will that cost you?
I have no idea, but I have gift cards, so hopefully nothing.
You can also get T-shirts with Damian Lillard's likeness, including a shirt with him and Giannis with the Milwaukee Skyline and Bucks logo in the background. That's only $40.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
No, that's not terrible.
You know what really calls to me, however?
Yeah?
It's a black sequin bomber jacket.
Oh, wow. How much is that?
It's $150.
When's your birthday?
January.
Okay. What's your size?
Well, there you go. You got another stop to
let
make
me,
there, Greg.
Let me look over the Bucks Pro Shop, and oh, I will send you my size.
I don't mind if you spend $150 on
not
me.
Not at all. Go for it, Greg. And if you buy now, it's only $105 with the code.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what size are you?
Well, and you know what? That's a bold look. I mean, you really got to own that. Here's if you're going to wear that.
I'm telling this right now, Jane. If I buy that for you, or I find like 15 or 20 people to help me buy it for you, and if you don't wear that every day, I will be so mad.
Don't buy it for me.
Why?
Because
Why?
It's too much. Okay. I'm like Carol said, I'm from Wisconsin. If we can find one on sale.
Right.
Then for, you know, like $40.
Check out Etsy.
I'm just asking you. Oh, my. On Etsy, they'd be $900 because they're like perfectly sewn by hand with the finest of sequins.
No.
And it's made of real buckskin.
Oh, we see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Also, Lululemon, which is the big yoga pant people.
Yeah.
Lululemon?
Lululemon. Or acai berries, whatever.
Listen to you.
Oh, God, there's our promo for today.
Lululemon
has not one but two racks of gear for Bucks fans who want to look stylish working out.
Okay, that's fine. I'm kind of a sweatshirt kind of gal.
Yeah.
That's me.
I wouldn't wear a jersey.
Well, I know what, just put it on and just be walking around.
Right,
you know?
With someone else's name on it. No. But something with the team logo on it for sure.
Well, I don't know how much these sweatshirts are going for, but some staple gear is new to the arena. Okay, you've got 85 to 100, so that's not cheap either, but you know, I guess, you know, you want to be a homer a little bit and support the team, so why not?
Welcome to shopping at the Bucks Pro Shop online with Jane and Carol.
Yeah. All we need is for the Bucks to sponsor this.
I you know what? I'm just going to say right now, sponsored by the Milwaukee Bucks. They've paid us nothing. They've given us nothing, but they're here with us in our heart.
Oh, they could just give us merch, Greg.
Hey, dear the Milwaukee Bucks. See what I did there? Dear the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, nice. Nice, you guys. We got a deal for you? Yeah. Have we got a deal for you?
Yeah, it's like when you're walking down Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen and the guy who wants to give you the fishing trip. You know, come on over. Come on over. $10.
That was so, like, I'm from Wisconsin. I'll get a deal. When you're walking down Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen.
Well, we're just about out of time.
We are?
With this Bucks shopping segment. Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show is coming up next. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock at 11:06. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. If you have relationship questions, life questions, job questions, you can always text him in at 844-967-2789. And then I think we're going to do a little Halloween costume quiz.
Okay.
2023 political Halloween costumes. We'll fit that in somewhere tomorrow between 10 and noon. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so very much for listening. We would be nothing without you. Have a wonderful day. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.